Islands close to cities have been used for industry, recreation, and dumping grounds. Some have been left untouched and others dug up and removed from rivers when they got in the way of commerce. Keystone Crossroads' Lindsay Lazarski takes us to three islands to find out how cities and agencies are changing these unique places on Pennsylvania's waterways.
Michael Catania walks on a rocky beach at Petty's Island. He picks up a flat stone and flings it out into the Delaware River. The stone skips a few times towards a shipping terminal and the church steeples of Philadelphia's Port Richmond neighborhood.
I feel like a little boy when I come here.
Catania is the chairman of the New Jersey Natural Lands Trust. Wooden stakes from an old pier protrude from the shoreline, an old TV set, and plastic bottles litter the beach.
You know, you get back on the trail in the woods and, you know, you forget where you are. And 5 minutes later, you burst into the open and you see the Philadelphia skyline. And you realize how close you are to a really urban area. There's not that many opportunities to be in the wild immediately adjacent to a major city.
Petty's Island, in between Philadelphia and Camden, is about 500 acres, 200 of which is wetlands. It's owned by Sitco. Ponds surrounding rusted oil tanks have become habitats for birds and other wildlife on the island. Technically in New Jersey, there is one bridge that connects to the mainland. A security guard monitors who goes on and off the island. Sitco's operations are considered dormant, but the company leases part of the island to a shipping corporation. As they were winding down operations in 2002, Sitco employees found something unexpected, an eagle's nest. Sitco Manager of Environmental Safety and Security, Jack McCrossett.
We did some follow-up investigation and found not only the eagle inhabiting the property, but a whole host of other species on the endangered, threatened, and species of concern list. It became apparent that what we had here was more than just a vacant industrial property.
If everything goes as planned, in about 5 years, Petty's Island and that rocky beach will be transformed from an industrial wasteland into a nature preserve, an urban oasis with a network of hiking trails and an education center. Petty's Island is one of hundreds of islands on the Delaware River, one of thousands on Pennsylvania's waterways.
I've been a sailor all of my life, and there's a certain romance that an island has.
That's John Brady, head of the Independent Seaport Museum in Philadelphia.
To go explore an island is something I think that appeals to all of us at a pretty deep level.
But before the public will actually be able to explore the wildlife on Petty's Island, Sitco must complete its ongoing cleanup and restoration. Like Petty's Island, Washington's Landing in Pittsburgh was looking at extensive cleanup after industry shut down. Robert Rubenstein, acting executive director of the Urban Redevelopment Authority of Pittsburgh, watches as a forklift hauls boats from a gigantic warehouse to the Allegheny River.
It probably was one of the most contaminated pieces of dirt in the city of Pittsburgh.
Washington's Landing, formerly known as Herr's Island, was a stopover point to rest or slaughter cattle for most of the 20th century. During its cleanup, they found PCBs, battery acid, and slaughterhouse waste in the soil. At his senior prom, Rubenstein took a party cruise on the Allegheny River.
I remember coming past this island, you know, which is still a slaughtering house at the time, and just the putrid, horrific smells. You know, everybody came inside to the party ship because you couldn't stand outside because the smell was just so horrific.
Decades later, the smell and contamination of the island are hard to imagine. The city spent about $70 million cleaning up and redeveloping the island in the 80s and 90s. It's now got a full-scale marina, an office park, and rowing center. There's a luxury townhouse development, once home to Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. So to go from a place once considered foul to favorable, Rubenstein said they took a strategic approach, starting with changing perceptions. First, they drew people to the island through rowing, then for jobs, and lastly for housing. Although Washington's Landing is considered a success story, it brings in about $6 million annually in property taxes and 800 jobs, Rubenstein says there's a limit to its success, the lack of spillover effect it has on the mainland.
When you're dealing with an island, you're an island. It's hard to have that offsite catalytic impact. That really, in today's climate, we want to get more bang for our buck when we're investing a public dollar.
If the plan for Petty's Island is to become a nature preserve and Washington's Landing is upscale development, then City Island in Harrisburg is somewhere in between. A mini bright red train takes passengers around the mile-long island on the Susquehanna River. It's a short walk across the Walnut Street Bridge from downtown Harrisburg, and because it's in the floodplain, development is limited. The island is a good place for locals to walk their dogs or go for a jog. It's also a destination for tourists. You can catch a minor league baseball game or play a round of mini golf. But there's a shuttered bathhouse by the concrete beach, and Harrisburg's professional soccer team say they need a new stadium. Steve Oliphant thinks of City Island as Harrisburg's playground. He runs Susquehanna Outfitters, a small business that rents kayaks and bicycles. He's skeptical that the city can make the island more vibrant.
The city is broke. What do you do with no money, with no budget, and with a city that has an extraordinary amount of non-taxable land and a population that quite a bit of it is below poverty level?
For Jackie Parker, Harrisburg's director of community and economic development, the island should be thought of as a main street, with a dedicated manager and better use of the land.
You know, you're trying to think of, you know, are there ways to raise money to sustain the island, to maintain the island? It's a limited space. We have limited resources as a city. So you want businesses to be here, but yet not overbuild.
Whether City Island becomes more of a main street or Harrisburg's playground, the challenge, says Parker, is finding the right balance between having businesses on the island and keeping it as natural as possible. Lindsay Lazarski, Keystone Crossroads.